Okay, hey everybody, welcome back to the How to Podcast series. Having fun with technology today, which is great. So if you ever want to, you know, frustrate yourself to no end, set up a meeting to have an amazing guest come on, and then your computer says, hey, good time to do an update. And you sit here, you stare at a blank screen going, I hope my guest is not mad. And he's not. He's here. Q is here. Friends call him Q. I get to call him Q. His name is Quan, but he has a great podcast, and we had him on Dad Space. Great conversation. And Q is back here now to talk podcasting, which is awesome. Q, hey, welcome back to the How to Podcast series.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Again, as I said yesterday when we were talking, I'm Q with Mediocre Dads, and I think it's awesome and amazing that you had me on your other show, Dad Space, and then now here. So give me an opportunity to really speak my mind and kind of continue to do what I do best, I guess you would say, which is talk. And so I am really appreciative of that. And again, being on your show and kind of giving my insight to many different plethora of topics, in this case, podcasting.
So I've had people come on the show who are thinking about starting a podcast. They haven't even hit record yet. Mm-hmm. And then I've had people come on the show that have been in podcasting since like the early 2000s. So a wide range of thoughts, opinions, experience, knowledge on the show. And I've had people come on, they're like, I don't even know if I'm going to be a good guest on the podcast as a guest co-host, because I'm not really sure what I can offer. And I just tell them, hey, it's not bragging if you've done it. So you have a show, and there's people listening to this going, I would love to have a show. I'd love to do what Q's doing, but I don't think I can do this. And people come on here, they're like, I don't know how much I can offer. I'm like, listen, you are doing the thing that everybody's thinking of doing. So
that definitely qualifies you to be here as my guest co-host. And again, we're not doing an interview. We're just chatting about podcasting and learning from each other. So I'm interested to know, hey, let's start again more about the podcast, what it's about, how long it's been around. And again, maybe like where we should start listening as a new listener, but talk about your show.
All right. Yeah. So Mediocre Dads, I started Mediocre Dads last March, and it was really at a time when I started it of like, as you mentioned, like of uncertainty where I was just like, I don't know if I should do this. And I happened to have a long period of where I didn't have to be at work. And I remember that it was February 10th of last year. I told my wife, I said, hey, you know what? I'm gonna start a podcast. And she was like, I mean, if you said you want to do it, sure, I guess. And I was like, you know what? I said, no, I'm going to do it. And I'm gonna give myself until March 10th to put out my first episode.
Wow, good.
Yeah. And so you know, it's funny. I was actually reading Think and Grow Rich. And that's what kind of prompted me to be like, you know what? No, I've been saying I'm gonna do these things, and I haven't gone forward with any or a lot of them. Like, I'm finally doing it. And so starting my podcast was kind of that first step into that. But yeah, no, since last March, and then it's been a hell of an opportunity and a hell of a time, because, you know, learning all these different things and trying to figure out editing and cameras and lights and all these different things, trying to learn, you know, putting a lot of effort behind the scenes to do it, and then being like, oh, I've done all these stuff. I guess now the easy part comes is like pressing record. But crazy part is a lot of people don't press record, even though they got all these things. Like, if I could show people like my the lights that I have on me right now and the camera that I have and all these things, like, they would be like, oh my goodness, if I have to do all that to start a podcast, this is intimidating. And you don't, right? Like, crazy part is you don't. I have a little bit of a OCD when it comes to wanting to have something good, right? You know what I mean? Like, I care about what I put out. And so I'm a little bit more willing to swipe the credit card on some of those things. Anyway, I feel like I'm ranting at this point, but with Mediocre Dads, what it's about is I talk with dads. I talk to a camera, and I kind of give my insight, you know, on being a father and the journey that I'm going through, as a newer father, you know, and, and some of the things that I've learned. And then also, you know, what it was like growing up for me and how I apply my life lessons given to me by my dad to my kids now. And so, you know, my dad, like I mentioned, so I was adopted at 2 years old and by a white family. So my dad, you know, we were obviously different, but I learned a lot from him. And those, it's the small things that just built compounded to get to the to create the man that I am today. It's amazing because, you know, we don't, while we're in the moment, you kind of don't think, you're like, oh man, like I wish I could like in my brain, like just really just articulate everything that's coming in my brain right now. But it's crazy because like with mediocre dads, right? Initially I was very nervous about like, okay, what am I going to talk about? And the first thing that came to mind was like discipline. And so I was going to make this episode on discipline. But then when I was making this episode, I thought back to all the ways, different ways in which my dad disciplined me. And this is not to say my dad's a terrible person, because he disciplined me and his forms of what he chose to be his form of discipline. I would actually go far to say that my dad's form of discipline was effective, you know, because while you're in the moment as a kid getting punished, you're like, oh man, this sucks. Like, this doesn't feel good. They don't love me. They say all these things. And then fast forward to now, I'm like, oh shoot. Like, I needed that. You know what I mean? Like, I needed that to get to here. Anyway, that correlates to mediocre dads, because with mediocre dads, we just talk about different things in being a dad. And I learned very quickly with my podcast that there's not one set thing that dads do. It's a many of the things that dads do that we have to learn to become good at. And so that's mediocre dads. There's currently at 22 episodes. I just released an episode today. I had a great host, or a guest, I should say. I'm sorry. And he was talking about first time parent and co-parenting. I'm going to release, I think I'll release another episode later this week. So be looking out for that it should be Thursday. But yeah, mediocre dads. I love it. I love podcasting. I love what it's done for me. I love the transition that I've had since starting till now. And any fear that any person has with comes to creating a podcast, I can tell you, if you watch my first episode to episode 22, you will see the growth. And that's the crazy part is it requires growth. It requires time. And so you may not be great. And I'll just be frank. My first episode, I sucked, you know, but now episode 22, I'm a lot better than what I was. And it's almost crazy. Like, it hasn't felt like a year now, but it has been. And it's like the growth that has happened in a year. So now it's like, imagine what could happen in 3 years, 5 years. You know what I mean? So
it's great. And I heard that you have a fangirl in your house who loves what daddy does on the mic. So that's kind of cool, right?
Oh yeah. It makes even mediocre dads even better, right? Is because having my daughter, my oldest daughter, be my biggest fan, you know, because she'll, my wife went while she's cleaning or something, they'll turn me on the TV. You know, when she's out and she's talking to somebody else, one of her friends, she'll tell them that, oh yeah, my dad's on TV, because she sees me on TV on YouTube, right? So she's like, oh, my dad's on TV. Well, hold on. Okay, hold on. Calm down. I'm not on TV. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? But like, still, she loves it. She it's funny. She mentioned to me, she was like, yeah, dad, I wish you'd do mediocre kids. And I was like,
oh,
I love you, sweetie. But there's nothing about you that would ever be mediocre. You never have to, you know, you never have to prove anybody else that you're not mediocre, you know? Yeah. But I think it would be funny, right? Because she'll get on the mic and she'll put these headphones on and she'll hear her voice and she'll just start saying random noises because she's like, I can't believe I'm hearing myself talk right now. This is so cool.
How does this work? Yeah. Right? Looking at the mic.
Let me ask you a question. So when you first started podcasting and you got your headphones, you got your mic and you got all your setup and you started talking, you heard yourself in your ear, were you like, I can't do this. This is weird. This is weird for me to have to be talking and then be able to hear myself.
That and wrestling with the sound of my voice. when I heard it back, and I'm like, that's what I sound like. And my wife's like, yeah, that's what you sound like. And I'm like, really? Because it sounds different than what I think I sound like. And there's some science behind that, right? So, because when we talk, take away the mics and headphones and everything, just normally when we talk, the sound of our voice bounces around inside of our body and with our bones and our skull, everything, which gives it a little bit of bottom end. It's kind of like a self-contained amplifier in our body. But when we step outside of that, what we hear internally when we speak and we go out externally, the mic is just capturing what everyone else is hearing. So when I say to people who are like, I heard my voice and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. I don't like the sound of my voice. I say to them, have you ever spoken and people have gotten up and ran out of the room in horror and terror? They're like, no one's ever done that. Like, grab the children quick. Q's talking. I can't be in the room. Oh my gosh, that voice. And grab the children, you know, start the car, all that, right? No, it's never happened. So everyone else hears you the way you sound, and you're just hearing yourself in different contexts without the bassy internal bouncing around your head acoustics of your voice. So just keep that in mind.
I would say that was one of the strangest things that when I was starting my podcast was like, I remember I put the headphones on, talked to the mic, and I told my wife, I was like, I don't know if I like this. That's the first thing I said to her. I was like, I don't know if I like this. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, hearing myself sounds so weird. And I remember I had a thought where I was like, I don't think people are going to like my voice. Like, that's just strange. But one of the first things that came to mind was I have to give. So in my job, in my day-to-day job, I have to give these briefs. So I stand in front of people. It can range from 5 to 100 people that I have to give this brief to. Yeah. And so what I've noticed is if I try to force myself to sound different, people kind of look at me weird and like, you know, cause like, again, like I'm trying to be like, trying to sound like somebody else, not being myself, you know?
Yep.
And so I noticed, I can look at their faces and notice the feedback, but the moment, you know, the real Quan, if you will, slips out. And this was more when I first started giving these briefs, but when the real Quan slips out, people relax and people were responding very well.
Yeah.
So now at the point in my life where I give these briefs, I'm really good at it. When I, at the end of these briefs, people come up to me and they're like, hey man, that's the best brief I've ever had.
Yeah.
And you know, like, you know, you did a really good job. I appreciate it. And to hear that, I was like, oh damn, I must sound okay to everybody else if they're willing to, you know, listen to me and say, hey, that was the best brief I ever had.
Yeah.
And so now apply that to podcasting. I just had to reinforce that in myself. Like, okay, hey, look, I give a brief all the time.
Right.
And there's senior people who've been in the Army a lot longer than I have who are like, hey, you're doing a great job. Like, hey, what's the best brief? So I have to tell myself every time I get behind the mic or on the mic and start talking. So,
yeah. Yeah. And I think the one thing, like, there's a lot of head trash that we kind of work through as we put ourselves out into the world. Again, not everybody has a podcast. I'd love them to, but not everybody would ever do this. So they'll never put themselves out there and be under scrutiny by strangers for your content, your voice, whatever, right? So we're putting ourselves out there, and that's a bold move right there on its own. But I remember, like, I'm pretty introverted, and if I go to a large function, I'm the guy that wants to leave 5 minutes after getting there. My wife, she'd like to stay there for the rest of her life. She just lights up in a big room. So I'm the other person. I'm in the corner going, can we go now? But I remember wrestling with my voice and then having somebody, like a stranger, send me an email going, your podcast is so relaxed. Like, when I listen to you, I don't feel stressed. I don't feel like I have anxiety because you're talking really fast or you're putting on a fake persona. You know, you're just you. And the idea is, if you ever met me in public, standing at a coffee shop, and you heard my voice, you might go, I think that's Dave. Is that, are you Dave? Are you Q? You're Q, right? I've listened to all 22 episodes of you. You're in my head. You know, like, is that really you? Yeah, it's me. Like, to be, when I hear, like, radio people who put on a persona, you know, Sunday, 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 and all this stuff, you're like, wait a minute, is that how you talk at home? Pass the salt. Yeah, right? You know, they don't talk like that. They don't talk like that. So I like to say, if for people that are trying to figure out their voice in podcasting, I would say, what is your normal, what's your normal cadence? Well, how do you talk normally around home? And then just go up maybe one notch, just a little bit more passion, a little bit more excitement. Turn the dial up just like one, two notches. Don't go to 10. 10 is obnoxious. That's just like, that's like trying to be someone else completely. Like, dial it back. Just dial it just a little bit more than you would do in your day-to-day, because then you're going to push yourself a little bit more. So, you know, when I come on Dad Space, I'm like, hey, it's Dad Space. Glad to have you here. It's going to have a great interview today with Q on the podcast. Instead of, hi, welcome to Dad Space. Q's on the show today. We're going to be talking about great things. Hope you enjoy it. Hope I can stay awake long enough to listen to the whole thing. Let's go. Right. I find when I have a guest, I set the level of what this is going to sound like just by how I introduce them. If I come in low, my guest is going to match my level of enthusiasm. They're going to go low. If I come in high, they're going to go high. Right. Even if it's just a little bit more than what they would normally do, I set the pace of the podcast by how I host and how I lead. So again, if you're going to be just the same you off the mic that you are on, your guest, your co-host is going to match you. They're not going to go above you most of the time. They're going to come down to your level if they're more, or they're going to come up to you if they're less. So you want to go just a little bit more than what you're used to talking so that they come and match you. And then as a listener, you feel like you're like engaged and you're enjoying the conversation. That's kind of my little trick, how I do
it. I would even say, like, that's a perfect way because Joe Rogan, I don't know if you've watched Joe Rogan, yeah. See Joe Rogan, but Joe Rogan does that. He has a way of doing that because he has a lot of like comedian guests on, and those comedians are loud. A lot of them are loud and they're just energetic and they're ready to just move and do all the stuff. But the moment you see him sitting in that seat right across from Joe Rogan, it's almost like they just like took this. Yeah, they just took this huge chill pill. And it's because Joe Rogan, every time you see him, he's just kind of like, hey, man, welcome to Joe Rogan podcast. And you just and immediately they're just like, oh, my goodness, if I come in here at 100, I don't know what's going to happen. So they're just like, hey, Joe, hey, I'm really happy to be here. And you just see it's evenly matched. And then it's just a normal conversation. And so I think that's a great tip because like a lot of great podcasters use it, like Joe Rogan. You can just tell that's what he's doing. So,
yeah, it's a nice little subtle way to kind of control the overall sound of your show. And when I get feedback from a listener that says, you know, hey, that was, I come to your show, A, because I love what you're talking about, but B, I come for you. Like, I'm connecting with you. Your voice in my head is comforting. It fills a loneliness gap for me. There's something about your show, even beyond the content, that brings me back. So keep being you. And I think that's the biggest thing. If you're thinking about starting a show and you're nervous around your voice, it's going to take time. You talked about episode 1 compared to episode 22. You're a different person, right? You're going to get better. You're going to grow. So that's great. But you got to start to get to episode 22. You have to do episode 1. You can't skip.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes, yes. I was telling you, I recorded episode 1 like 10 times. And what I mean by when I say recorded episode 1 10 times, I had 10 different recordings of like what episode 1 could be about. And I didn't like the lighting. I didn't like this. I didn't like that. And I almost missed my deadline, the March 10th deadline that I had given myself. I almost missed it. And my wife finally said to me, she's like, hey, like, she goes, you know, I know you care about all the aesthetics of your podcast. She goes, but like, it's episode 1. And she's like, she's being a realist with me. She's like, it's episode 1. And she goes, you have time to grow, but she's like, you'll never, she goes, if you're just going to keep recording yourself, she goes, you're never going to put episode one out to actually see kind of like, oh, right. I like this. I didn't like this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And so she was the one who actually kind of like motivated me to be like, all right, I know what episode one's going to be about. I'm going to do it. And I did it. There were a lot of things in post-production that I was doing that I didn't like, but then like I said, I remember what she said. And I was like, you know what? I recorded it. I took the time and the effort to do this. I'm going to do this. And here we go. And I did that. And then, like you said, like, then I was like, all right, it built a little bit more confidence. I was like, let me see what I can do with episode 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on and so forth up until episode now, episode 22, recording episode 23 today. Right. Like, so like just remember, you got to start somewhere, you know, you have to start somewhere. And, what I use in my mind is when I first joined the Army 10 years ago, 10 plus years ago at this point now, right. I was, 19 years old. I didn't know how to low crawl I knew how the idea behind low crawling, but how the Army wants to do it. I didn't know how to, clear a room. I didn't know how to, the fundamentals of firing a rifle. I didn't understand how to do my job not perfection, but do a good job at the job that I was assigned to do. Right. That took time and growth, but I had to start in basic training and learn all these things to get to the point where I'm at now, where I'm very proficient at what I do. And now part of my responsibility as a non-commissioned officer in the Army is to train younger soldiers to be able to replace me one day. That's the thing. But I tell them all the time, because they get so mad at themselves. They're like, well, I suck at this. And Sergeant, I don't know how to do this. I'm like, but you have to start somewhere. So now I was like, when you get to my point and where I'm at in my Army career, you're going to sit there and you're going to be like, gosh, dang, I remember I was so young and dumb, but I learned so many lessons that now you have soldiers sitting there listening to you talk. And they're like, they're biting off every word you say, waiting for the next thing, as if you're giving them, you know, you're this all knowing, all wisdom like guy. And you're just like, nah, man, I'm just a guy who learned through experiences and stayed in long enough to make it to this point.
Yeah.
I bring that up, right? Because podcasting or anything you do in life is something similar. You're going to be, you have to start. But when you start, it may be rough. It's not going to be all fun and joy sometimes, but then you're going to get to a point where you're like, this is really amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I started to do this. And that's what I feel about Meteoric Dads. I'm so glad I did it. And started it and really just sat down and talk to a camera, talk to people like you now and all these other people, because I think to myself, like, where would I be? Right. Like what type of person would I be if I hadn't done this? And I can't even imagine that type of person. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, okay. So you're one of your, coworkers, one of your friends on the base, somebody you work with or interact with, they walk up to you and they're like, Q, I want to start a podcast. And I want to go through your podcast boot camp. what would be some of the topics that you would want to cover in a podcast boot camp for a new person? What are some of the must-haves, you think?
So like if starting with equipment, I would say a microphone and forget a camera, right? Like not a camera. Like I started with my phone. My first 5 episodes were with my phone.
Good.
And so there was this app that I'd seen on YouTube, and I think it was like $10 or $12 a month for this. It's this camera app that basically kind of mimics what a camera is supposed to do, whatever, and it allows you to edit all that. And that's what I did. So camera app and a microphone, and you are set. You know, like wholeheartedly, you are set. Or you can literally start. I say camera because if you want to do a video podcast, that's where I wanted to do. But if you just want to do like a voice podcast, you don't even need a camera at that point. You just your phone. You literally need your phone and just topics. I would say the biggest thing, one of the biggest things for that also would be kind of straying away from equipment, but know what you want to talk about. So you have something in mind, and it's so like for me, it was dads, right? But like understand like, okay, in 5 years, if I'm doing my podcast, every episode can't be about discipline. Every episode can't be about I don't know, paying bills. Is it, you know what I mean? Like do whatever, yeah. whatever different dad topics are like, but every episode can't be about this one thing. Diversify. And so when you're really going to, when you start, I would say map out a plan. I was in my note on my phone. I won't show it, but on my phone, I have this one note titled Mediocre Dads. And I have 5 episodes, if you will, that I mapped out of what I want to talk about and just mapping it out for myself to kind of see it out in front of me. Like, yeah. This is what I want to go into. This is what I want to talk about. Yeah. And then using that as a foundation and realizing that you don't have to stick to it, you know, note by note, yeah. right? You don't have to stick to it, but using it as a foundation to be like, okay, I now have an idea of where a jump off point to where now when I'm talking on this microphone, if I want to go this direction, I'm able to segue into this direction naturally versus being like, okay, well, I'm done with that topic now. I guess the next topic is going to be, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And just in learning, being able to learn that. But that's what I would say is, you know, camera, your phone,
yeah.
microphone, and knowing the topic in which you want to discuss.
Good. So when I see like the Hollywood version of what you do, again, it's probably embellished. And you probably watch movies and go, no, that's not even close. But what I see it is that obstacle course thing that they put people through. And they're like guys in like that look super tough as instructors. And they're barking at these new recruits to get up the wall or do it, hustle, go, 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 go. Right. I'm like, I don't know if how I would handle that personally. I probably would melt. But when I see the people come up to that wall and it's like super tall, I don't know how tall it is, but you got to get over this thing. And usually it seems like everybody works together to make it happen, and which I like. So I imagine for a podcaster listening, they're standing at the base of this wall. It could be, I don't like the sound of my voice. I don't have enough money to buy the gear. I'm afraid to podcast. I don't know what I'm doing. All these things, they're standing in front of this wall, just like you would be doing going through in like basic training. And you got to go over this thing. You can't go around it. You can't stop. You got to keep going. There's people lining up behind you because you have to do the thing. So you're standing there looking at this massive obstruction that's in your way. And in podcasting, it could be anything in podcasting. How do you get over the wall? Like, how do you, going back to your training, how do you do it when you're scared, intimidated? You don't think you can do it. Talk to us in that context. What gets you over the wall?
It's knowing my why. And so that is, I mentioned this to you yesterday about how purpose, right? And yeah. how I have a purpose. I believe I know what my purpose is. And I apply that and I say that because when I get to a wall, especially when it's in a podcast wall, like there's been two episodes I remember where I couldn't get the audio to sync with the video. And I recorded for 45 plus minutes and it just wasn't working. And I remember sitting there thinking to myself, well, I can either not put these out or I could figure out how I'm going to do this. So I hit this wall. And initially, very frustrated, almost like, I'm done. I don't want to do this. And this was early on, right? In my podcasting career, if you will. And I was just like, I don't want to do this. I'm over this, right? Well, I remember hitting that wall and saying, okay, it may not be like what I want it to be. Like the outcome may not be what my desired outcome. However, I'm going to still have an outcome. So what I did was I literally was just made them audio podcast and I just put them up and then it was what it was. And I remember being like, okay, it felt good that I was still able to put them out rather than just sit there and have them sit there in my cache and be like, well, nothing I can do with those. What a waste of time. And so I, you know, hitting that wall in podcasting, you know, I'll use the analogy you used with being in the military. When you hit that wall and you run up to it, right? Because you can see it, right? When you're running up to it, you're seeing it. You're like
bigger, the next obstacle.
Bigger and bigger. And you're like, oh my goodness. Okay, I don't know what I'm about to do here. This looks crazy because the last obstacle was challenging, but I made it through. But yeah, like,
good point.
you know, I'm here now, and you get to this wall and you do one of these motions where you put your hands on your knees. You're like, oh, I'm just taking a break. You're not tired. You have so much adrenaline in your body, right? You're not tired, but you're just like, oh yeah, I'm taking a break. On all I'm thinking, all you're thinking about is like, how the hell am I going to get over this?
Right.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny. And you're right. You mentioned it. You have these drill sergeants who are there, and they're watching you. They see you, and they're like, and the moment you go, you look for, you're taking that quick break, you're like, I'm using this time to think. They can see it. They know what you're thinking because they were there themselves at one point. They know what you're thinking. And they're like, yeah. Nah, get over the wall.
Nope,
you're like, hold on, I can't just jump on this wall. I just
hang on. Yeah.
You know, don't reckon you say that to a drill sergeant.
Yeah.
However, you're just like, yes, drill sergeant. And you're just trying to like, you know, trying to pretend like you're going to maneuver yourself over this wall.
Just knowing figuring this out. Yes,
knowing you're not going to. But anyway, I say all that to say, ultimately, and you even mentioned it, was how we get over that wall in the end was we have a team, and we're a part of a team doing it. And that's the whole point of that obstacle course. When you see those videos and their obstacle courses and they're doing it, it may show an individual soldier doing a task or doing something. But what you don't see is there's four other soldiers who's on that soldier's team screaming in the background saying, oh, yeah, I got it. You got it. Yeah. Waiting on that individual to be done so they can move on to the next obstacle.
Yeah.
And that individual is getting through that task, not knowing how they could do it before when they walked up on this this task or whatever. They're like, I don't know if I could do that. But their team's like, no, you got it, man. Don't worry. We got you. We're here to help you. And it's just similar to the wall, hitting that barrier. I had a team, so the team was next to me. So it's like, all right, hey guys, I'm one of the stronger guys. I was like, I'm going to be the base. You know what I mean? So I was the base. I kind of sat down in a chair. I was the chair. They climbed up on my legs, then my shoulders, and then they got on the wall. One dude was on the wall, and then everybody else was climbing up and using me, and he was pulling them over. And then it was my turn. So you had two people on top. I ran. I got a running start, jumped up. Grabbed them and they pulled me up, and I had enough strength, grabbed on the wall, and I threw myself through the wall. But initially running up to that wall, I didn't think I was going to get over that wall at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had no idea or that me or my team was going to be able to get over the wall. But then understanding like, oh yeah, I'm not alone in this.
Yeah.
I am not alone in this endeavor of podcasting. Right. Mm. There are so many useful tools out there. Starting with YouTube. I used YouTube like nobody's business when I first started my podcast. And I watched several videos, just learning. And I'm at the point I'm at now. And it's crazy to think about that when someone asks me, hey, I want to start a podcast, what do you recommend? All these things start coming to my mind. But then I think back to a year ago where I was like, someone asked me a year ago, hey, I want to start my podcast. How do I do that? I would be like, I have no idea.
You're reaching down the wall in that moment, helping them up over the wall.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. And it's crazy. Yes, exactly. 100%. So it's crazy sometimes because I'm like, when it comes to fear, I'm like, don't be afraid. Do not be afraid to just do it. And I know that sounds cliche, and I know that's Nike slogan, but like, believe it or not, if you just do it, your confidence starts to build. You see something in yourself, you're like, oh man, I like that. I'm proud of myself. Being proud of yourself and being what drives you to say, I'm going to do it again.
And the one thing that I want to pick up on too, Q, is you said you ran towards the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us would run away from a wall, an obstruction, something that's in our way. We would run around it or try to find a different way. We don't run at it. We run away from it. So in podcasting, I don't like the sound of my voice. I'm going to run away from this. I'm not good for podcasting because my voice sounds different. So I'm not going to do it. I've run away from it. You ran at the wall. And like in your line of work and what you do and how you serve your country, you can't run away from an obstacle. You guys and girls in what you do, you run towards the problem. You don't run away from it. Right? So there's kind of a head thing going on too, where in what you do and wherever you are in the world, something's going to show up, an obstacle is going to happen, and you as a team have to run towards it, right? You can't run from it. And if you run away from it, you've just let your team down, right? We're in this together. So the team succeeds if we all succeed, right? And in podcasting, I think it's the same thing, where podcasting succeeds if we all succeed. So if we are the lone soldier who, I can do it myself, I don't need any help, and I'm not here to help you, they're going to have a hard time out in the real world of what you do when things go bad. They're going to be their own person and they're just going to take care of themselves, right? There's that saying, it's probably Hollywood-wise, it's been used a lot, but like no man left behind, no person left behind, right? So I would think that's kind of how you still do what you do, that you don't just run and take care of yourself. You're always thinking about the other person. You're reaching down the wall and helping them over. We need more of that in podcasting, is what I think.
I agree. No, I definitely agree. I reached out to a few different people through Instagram or through their websites or whatever the case might be, and just kind of be like, you know, hey, I think it would be really extraordinary if I could take a moment of your time to, whether it's to talk about podcasting or even potentially have a be a guest on your podcast or you be a guest on my podcast. Like, you know, I may not be able to help you and help that bigger podcast in a way that they would like, right? By bringing in more viewers, right? Especially if they have a lot, but I definitely bring in new insight, especially from, and kind of remind them like, hey, what it was like to be that in a younger version of themselves when they first started their podcast as well. You know what I mean? But I remember reaching out, and I've had a few people who just kind of like, yeah, we're not interested. Yeah, we're not interested. And it's like, or they're like, it's like, hey, buy my plan. And then, you know, then that my plan will help you. And it's like, listen, I understand you have to monetize, right? Anybody and everybody knows if you want to start a podcast or they want to be a YouTube personality, you know, monetization is one of the big things in which anybody would like to do. What I would tell anybody and is don't get so focused on the monetization thing that you forget why you wanted to do it in the first place, why you wanted to sit here and why sit there and talk to people and what you felt like you had to offer to them, and you were willing to do it for free.
Yeah.
And I say, like, my biggest thing is, you know, whenever, however big I make it, wherever I go with this, I never want to forget the small people, you know what I mean? Like, because as you said, like, I think podcasting is so fun and I would love for a lot of people to do it. And I think there's a lot of people who are getting into podcasting, but yeah, I would love for a lot more people to do it, right? Because you hear stories, you hear different insights, you hear all these different things. You're like, man, like, that is so interesting. I like this, or I want to be a part of this. And we should encourage people to want to join that rather than be like, no, I found my way. Now you need to figure it out yourself.
Right. So I can't imagine you running up to that wall and your drill sergeant looking at you going, and you're looking, I'm like, help, I just need help to get over the wall. And they're like, have you signed up for my email list? You're like, you're the drill sergeant, right? And then there's a soldier on top of the wall and they're ready to help you. And you're like, okay, I'm ready. And they're like, okay, 5 easy payments of $999.99, and you can join my mastermind. And you're like, can you just help me over the wall? Like, no, you got to buy my book. Buy your book. You want me to, okay, I'm here on the ground. I want over the wall. You want me to, okay, I'm on Amazon. There, I bought the book. Can you help me? Right? Like, come on. Right?
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, it's when I, so sticking with the military. So when I was, E1 Private Wilcox at 19 years old, didn't know anything, you know, still wet behind the ears, as they would say. I would look at, you know, senior leaders and be like, man, I can't wait to be there. I can't wait to be there. Right. Yeah. And fast forward, I'm now there. And one of the biggest things that I told myself, I told my soldiers, I told my wife is I never want to forget what it was like to be Private Wilcox. I never want to forget what Private Wilcox and his friends were talking about when we were all younger soldiers and how we felt that our leaders could better serve us in the sense of being, you know, better leaders, but as well as better ways in which they can communicate with us. So podcast is the same thing for me. Wherever I make it, right? I'm not saying I'd ever be Joe Rogan big, but let's just go with that example. Say I'm Joe Rogan big, right? Mm-hmm. I would never want to forget the conversations I had with you. Conversations, not even say that I'd be bigger than you, but you know, but
yeah, you probably will be. Yeah.
But conversations, you know, never conversations that I had with other people, or remembering what it was like when only 20 people watched my podcast.
Exactly.
Or 100 people watched my podcast. And I was like, man, I'm ecstatic about that. I never want to forget that version of Quan, because that version of Quan created the new version that everybody is seeing. And so if I forget that version of Quan, this new version of Quan is nothing. It has nothing to shape it, to mold it, to make it better. But I always remember that young version of Quan in the Army. Even I always remember 19-year-old Quan going into basic training, afraid and scared of, like, I don't know if I'm going to be good enough. I don't know if I can do this. And just taking it day at a time, and then being able to accomplish all the things I accomplished till now. But I never forgot that version of Quan, because, like I said, that version of Quan is what got me through and got me to here where I am today.
Yeah. And Private Quan, compared to the drill sergeant putting you through your paces, two different people. But that drill sergeant was a private, right? So remember that. So don't compare your episode 1 to someone's episode 2000. That's not fair. Don't do that. Don't compare your voice to someone's been doing it for a long time. Don't compare your confidence with someone else's confidence. Don't do it. You run your own race, but then remember you're part of a team. And then serve your team.
100%. That's really it, right? You know, like I know a lot of people like to overcomplicate it. And I was one of those people. I like to overcomplicate the process and of what it looks like and how to do it. But then, you know, you start to realize, like, oh, I was the one who was overcomplicating this. Like, I could just, you know, I could have just done A, B, and C, and like, boom, I have a first episode. And then go from there. I'm telling you, anybody who's out there who's afraid to start start a podcast, or like, I don't know if I could do that, do episode 1. Just do episode 1 and then put it out and give it a couple weeks to kind of see where it goes, right? I guarantee you, after about a week and you see you have, you know, 20 views, 15 likes on whatever, if you made a reel or whatever the case might be, I guarantee you that that's going to build your confidence where you're like, where can I go with this? What would episode 2 be like?
Yeah.
I guarantee you, you're going to do an episode 2. You're going to do an episode 3. Most podcasters, I think I saw the stat, is most podcasters or new people into podcasting stop around episode 7 or 8.
Yeah.
But like they've started, they were already at, they've made it to 7 or 8, right? So let's focus on episode 1 and getting episode 1 out and then going from there. It's really, maybe it's really simple, but maybe it's not. I don't know.
Yeah. And every soldier that runs up to that wall for the first time and has never done this before, there's no guarantee they're going over the first time.
100%.
Right.
Oh yeah,
like, it's going to take several attempts and a lot of help to get over that wall.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, you know, there was a female soldier who she was like 4'11", 5 foot, not very tall. So, you know, strength wasn't a problem for her. It was just the matter of her height. So, regardless of her standing on my shoulders and then reaching up to try to grab the other end of his hand, she's still short. But she didn't. Instead of just getting down. Because one, I wouldn't have let her down. I was like, no, you're gonna get over this wall just like the rest of us, right?
Yeah.
And she's starting to get frustrated with herself and everybody else. And you know, she kind of turn around one of these motions and can see the line of people coming over, like watching, like, oh, and everybody thinks like, oh, they're about to make fun of me. They're about to just ridicule me.
Wow.
What, like, and they're just about to like dump on me, and they're saying my voice isn't good enough, episode 1 just would look like trash, nothing made sense, and whatever the case might be, everybody just thinks they're about to dump on you. And then this group of people, soldiers, run over, And seeing this person struggle and almost wanting to get down, saying, no, no, you got it. Keep going. You're almost there. You're almost there. And it's just, you're just that much. She just needed that much of grip to get up. And, you know, me being who I was like, you know what? She just needs that much more. All I did was I slightly stood up. She reached this individual's hand, got on top.
Nice.
And you could see the moment she grabbed his hand, grabbed herself over and sat on that wall, the smile on her face, because everyone is cheering for her that she just got over the wall, because now that new people, that new team is about to have to do this, accomplish the same thing that we just did. And they know, hey, if I came over here just ready to ridicule and say, hey, you suck, you got to figure it out, like all this, if I'm not able to figure it out, like that's scary. Like I just got done making fun of somebody else who couldn't figure it out. Now I can't figure it out as well.
Yeah.
No. I'm here to, they were ready, charged up, excited, wanted you to get over the wall, wanted you to have that feeling of success, because they knew, hey, this is just one wall. Once you get over this wall, every other wall and obstacle you run to, by the end of it, you're going to be like, you're going to be so proud of yourself. And that was the whole point of the obstacle course, right?
Yeah.
The whole point of the obstacle course is to build confidence. And it is purposely to it's like a crawl, walk, run phase type thing where you, those first few obstacles, they're kind of easy. It's challenging, but easy, right?
Yeah.
And then they start getting harder and harder and harder. And when you get to that first hard one, you're like, oh, I can't do this. But when you do it, your confidence, you're like, oh, no, I got this. I can do this. And then you get the next one, and that's the wall. And you're like, this is impossible. I barely did that one. I was barely able to do that one.
And I'm tired.
Yeah. Like, how am I going to do this one? And you know, it's your mind wanting to revert back to this idea of like, oh, I guess quitting is just an easier option. But then you're like, all right, let me just try it. And you try it and you do it. Smile gets bigger and you're like, no, I got this. Oh, I can do this. It's the same thing with podcasts. I don't know if I'm hitting the same point, but like,
oh, yeah, you are.
I just want to reinforce it so much. Like episode one, do episode one. And I'm telling you, the things that come with it, the feedback that you would get. When I did my first episode, and I'm all nervous about putting it out and you know, releasing it and all that. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess I put it out. And I almost wanted to forget. I even try to forget that I even did it. Right.
Yeah.
2 days later, one of my friends, he hits me up and he's like, hey, man, your podcast is freaking awesome. And I was like, I don't receive compliments very well. And I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, he's like, dude, he goes, that was legit. He had a thing personal. So my first episode was me talking about being adopted and growing up with a white family. And he was a white guy who was in the middle of adopting a black son.
Wow.
And so I didn't know this. Right. We'd been friends for years. We were stationed together in North Carolina. And then I moved. He had moved and not really. We're talking to each other. But then when I put that out and he listened to the entire thing, he was like, he goes, you have no idea how much that's helped me now be able to understand kind of some of the things he might be thinking. And when I'm trying to take on that role as his dad.
Yeah.
And he goes that, you know, a lot. One of the things you said with me said that really resonated with me was, you know, growing up, you know, I would cry and wish that I was with my birth mom and my birth parents. But then I remember it got to a point where I'm crying and I'm asking for my adopted parents, my parents. I'm like, no, I want my parents. I want my parents. And then they show up and I'm like, yep, these are my parents. This is who I wanted. He goes, that just reinforced me. That made me smile. Cause he's like, I can't wait for that moment.
Nice. Goes,
and I know it's going to come and I know it's going to come.
Yeah.
And so again, I didn't know that it would have such an impact on this individual, and that the impact that it had, I was like, I'm ready to do episode two.
See.
Ready to do episode two.
Right.
And I did. And so,
and that person wouldn't have had that information or insight had you not done that first episode. Right. Right. So you have had an impact on a family beyond a number for a stat, for a listen. We talked about this, the apple seed thing. can count the number of seeds in an apple, can't count the number of apples in a seed. You put something out there, one person listened to it, and now his family life will be different. That child growing up in that home will have a different experience had you not done episode one.
Yes.
Right? Isn't that amazing?
It is. Like I said, when he just messaged me, and I'm like, oh my God. I was proud of myself. It was one of the moments I was really proud of myself.
Yeah.
And happy that I did it.
It's good.
So.
Okay. So I've had you a long time today, which is great. No, it's amazing. No, it's good. So I'm leaving the door open for you, Q. Come back in the future. Let's talk more podcasting. Let's get more updates. Let's have you back in the future whenever you have time to do so. You've really motivated us today. You've given us really good insight. Very encouraging. I can tell it just radiates from you that this is what lights you up, is talking life into people and telling them they can do this. So please come back just whenever. I'd love to have you come back and talk more podcasting. But as we close off, Q, again, the podcast, where to find your stuff, and where do we contact you as well?
All right. Yeah. So Mediocre Dads is my podcast. You can find Mediocre Dads on YouTube, Rumble, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. If you want to find me, message me, talk to me, see kind of an update of what I got going on. Instagram and Facebook and X are where I'm located at, where I put some stuff at. X, I'm still new to putting stuff at, but it's out there. And what I will say is if you really want to see kind of that development and what's occurred for me as Mediocre Dads, watch 10 minutes of episode one of Mediocre Dads. If you watch the whole thing, awesome, but at least 10 minutes of it just to get the my point I'm trying to make here, and then go watch episode 18, and you will see the drastic difference in what I was talking about of where it was, where I started to be able to where I was at episode 18, where I talked to one of my friends and he opens up to me, and it's such a surreal experience that it's almost like you're right there in the audience of, if you will, you're like listening, you're like, oh my gosh, I could almost like grab your arm and be like, you're real. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's just what it feels like. And so I encourage everyone, if you're in that moment where you're like, I want to do something like this, I want to do something like that, watch episode one, watch episode 18, come back and you'll be like, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. And if you're listening to this all the way to the end, thank you. I would say to you, if you're standing in front of that wall, whatever it is in podcasting, surround yourself with people that cheer you on and want to see you get over the wall. And if you have anyone in your life that's been yelling at you, telling you you can't do it, you're not good enough, you don't have the right mic, you don't have the right voice, you don't have the right whatever, fill in the blank, you need to stop listening to those people because they're never going to help you over the wall. They're just going to make the wall bigger and you'll never, ever get past it. And you'll never do episode one, which then impacts the family and changes a life in the future because you were too afraid to get over the wall, or you didn't have somebody like Q you can climb on their shoulders and he'll stand up just a little bit more to get you over that wall. Surround yourself with people who are there in your corner in a team environment to help you get over the obstacle you're facing. And again, if you're surrounding yourself with the wrong people, you're never going to find success in life, podcasting, whatever it is. Surround yourself with people who are there for you, cheer you on, and know how hard it is to do what you're doing, but still will be there for you. So if you need to talk to Q, reach out to him. I'm sure he'd love to chat with you. Podcasting-wise, whatever, right? Dad stuff, anything. He's there for you. But again, find your community that are there to support you. That's the most important thing in podcasting.
It is. I'll leave you with this. You have a group of people who don't want you to succeed, who are just kind of yelling at you saying, hey, you don't have the stuff. You start your podcast, you're building your own confidence. Invite those people back on, because guess what? One, they're going to want to come back on. They're going to want to come on. And two, not to say get payback, but really introduce to them how hard it is, not hard, but like how it takes some form of dedication and focus to do what you do. Because I guarantee you, because in the future of Mediocre Dads, you're going to see a guest who comes on who told me I wasn't going to be able, who I couldn't do it, wasn't good enough to do it.
Wow.
And they're going to come on and we're going to have a chit chat about that. But we're also going to have a chit chat about some other stuff. So that's episodes coming in the future. But that's my piece of advice. Start it and then have them back on. I guarantee you they're going to change their tune and they're going to say, I never said that.
When the people that told you no become your fans in the future, you've done something great. I love it. Q, thank you so much for doing this. Again, come back in the future, please. I'd love to have you come back.
I absolutely will be doing it.
All right, everyone. All the information for Q, his podcast, all the great stuff is in the show notes. As always, please go and support an amazing person. Q, thank you for serving your country. Thank you for all that you do every day. You probably don't hear it enough, but as a Canadian, looking at our U.S. friends and neighbors, there's something special about what you do, and for the vets that you serve as well. There's something special there. So thank you for what you do. It's a great honor to have you on the podcast.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Hey, thank you for listening all the way to the end. That means a lot to me. It really, really does. And I'll tell you why. When we put our podcast out into the world, we hear a lot of people asking for ratings and reviews because we want to be on the charts, new and noteworthy and all and such and such. The best way to grow your show and for all the listening apps to go, hey, this is a good podcast, is to have people listen to the entire episode. So what you're doing right now by listening to this part of the episode proves to Spotify, Apple, Audible, YouTube, whatever, that this is good content worth sharing. And those apps then in turn go, we're going to promote this episode. We're going to promote this podcast because people stick to the end. So you doing what you're doing right now helps this podcast grow. You don't have to give me any money. You don't have to give me a rating and review. You've proven to all of these apps that this podcast is worth sending it more people to it. So you're doing it right now. Thank you. And if you're standing at the bottom of a obstacle in your podcast, a wall is in front of you, follow Q's advice. Get into a team. Get into a team environment where people will cheer you on. They will lift you up. They will give you the ability to get over whatever it is that's in your way as a podcaster and avoid, like the plague, anyone who talks down to you, anybody who mocks you for not being able to get past whatever's in your way in podcasting. Those people do not deserve your time, your abilities, your passion for podcasting. Leave them in the dust. Go to the people that are going to cheer you on and help you over that obstacle. And you being here right now tells me you're in the right spot. Get out there and podcast. Take care.